AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden has some competition for the Democratic nomination next year. He's Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips. He's 54 and one of the wealthiest members of Congress and has praised President Biden in the past, but also said the party needs a younger voice. New York Republican Congressman George Santos pleaded not guilty today to new fraud charges, including unauthorized charges on credit cards belonging to some campaign donors. The search continues for the suspect in the deadly mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine.
Authorities still don't have the whereabouts of 40-year-old U.S. Army reservist Robert Card, whose car was found by the Androscoggin River after the two mass shootings that killed 18 people.
The river is a big piece of this. The car was located there. Evidence.
Public Safety Commissioner Michael Soschuk on WCVB says they'll be sending in divers and searching by air. He deferred questions about why Card still had a weapon after reports that he'd been hospitalized for mental illness this summer.
We're focused on an individual that currently has 8 warrants out for murder. We're trying to figure that part out.
As for residents like April Stevens,
pray for those that are hurt. Pray for the families that have a loss.
The shelter-in-place order is still in effect. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A judge in New York is ordering former President Donald Trump's daughter Ivanka to testify in the civil fraud trial of her father, brothers, and the Trump family business. On the witness stand today at his fraud trial in New York, FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried. He denied defrauding anyone but acknowledged the innovative business he built to move the cryptocurrency ecosystem forward ended up hurting customers instead. Israel's defense minister says it expects to launch a ground offensive into Gaza soon that will be long and difficult. Mexican officials say they're moving supplies into Acapulco and getting people out after Hurricane Otis pummeled the Pacific coast. This is AP News. What will cities do with all the empty office space?
Cities across the country have struggled to cope with half-empty downtown business districts. Many businesses now have a hybrid work-from-home model. Maybe you only have to go to the office 2 or 3 days a week. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the pandemic really changed the patterns of how many Americans live and work. So now the Biden administration is encouraging cities and states to convert more empty office buildings into housing units, with billions of federal dollars available to help in the transitions. Lyle Brainard, the director of the National Economic Council, calls this win-win, saying it's an opportunity to increase housing supply while revitalizing main streets. I'm Rita Foley.
Wen Zunyu, an epidemiologist who helped drive China's strict zero coronavirus measures that suspended access to cities and confined millions to their homes, has died. He was 60. No cause of death was given. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors. Where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony. Where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.